Jacaranda Blue, written by Joy Detman and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. At 16, she dreamed of a white wedding dress and a honeymoon at Bondi. Stella Spencer. It had sounded well on her tongue. Stupid hard hands, trembling now, as they had trembled back then when Ron had placed the friendship ring on her finger. No. No, not as then. Never again as then, she whispered, and quickly placed her hands safe beneath her armpits as she allowed her mind to escape to that other time, that better time. Ron had gone through school 2 years ahead of her, but near neighbours, they had formed a part of the group who walked to and from high school together each day. Then in the senior years, when they had walked too close on the footpath, their arms kept brushing, sparks igniting each time they touched. One afternoon, as if by accident, his hand brushed her own. Eager fingers linked, and though her own hand grasped as firmly as his, she did not look at him, but continued walking at his side, eyes straight ahead. That one hand had become a small miracle, living a life of its own. It throbbed, sending its heat up her arm and to her heart and to her head and her lungs so she could barely breathe and barely walk, for there had been a throbbing in that secret place. He had chosen her from the group, not Bonnie, not Marilyn. It was Stella's scarred hand he had chosen to hold. Then, on the night of the end-of-year social, when he'd walked her home, he drew her into the shadow of the cypress hedge, and he placed his cool, chaste lips against her own. Just for a second. With her arms held firmly at her sides, she had given him no encouragement at all, but stood swaying there on the footpath, drowning in the first wave of love.